Wildcat Fox standing by. What's going on in the big world? What's going on outside the walls of this little sanctuary, this sanitarium?
Wildcat?
Ladies and gentlemen, Tom Garrison.
Yeah, Foxy's out partying somewhere tonight.
Oh,
she's got
you just
Vic
scared.
She's got Vic on a leash and doing something out.
You know what I pictured? Because I thought she was here when I heard that voice. A head doing a 360 and pea soup hitting the window. God,
yes,
you
the
scared
Exorcist,
the hell out of me.
The Exorcist Revisited, right here.
Wow.
AM 1500.
Man, can I put some just what I think would be appropriate background music behind your news broadcast?
No, by all means.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
It's partly cloudy. We have 55 degrees now in St. Paul and Minneapolis. For AM 1500 KSTP News, I'm Tom Garrison. Well, it's a night Minnesota Twins fans weren't expecting. The Twins lost to the visiting Yanks in Game 3 of the ALDS. 8-4 was the horrifying final. The Twins took a brief 1-0 lead on a Jock Jones home run in the first inning, but the Yankees responded with 8 unanswered runs. Hideki Matsui and Bernie Williams homered for the Yankees. Derek Jeter had 3 hits and drove in 3 runs. First-time claims for jobless benefits in September fell 18% in Minnesota. The nearly 15,000 initial claims for jobless benefits is the lowest reading for the month of September since 2000, but remains significantly higher than pre-recession levels. Elsewhere, President Bush says he's going to spend what it takes to win the war on terror. Responding to a question about record deficits at the presidential debate, Mr. Bush also blamed the recession and spoke of the need to offer tax cuts as stimulants. John Kerry blamed Bush for squandering a surplus and creating a deficit. Neither President Bush nor John Kerry favors a military draft. That was one of the issues raised by a panel of undecided voters at a town hall-style debate in St. Louis tonight. Other matters raised included Iraq, terrorism, the deficit, abortion, and stem cell research. Afghanistan's first-ever direct presidential election is underway. It comes after 25 years of near-constant war and follows oppression under the Taliban. Polling places include bombed-out schools, mosques, and hospitals. SkyMax 5 weather for the Twin Cities tonight, clear to partly cloudy. We can expect an overnight low of 46. Tomorrow on Saturday, sunny and very nice. Don't cry, a high near 69. Sunday, it'll be sunny and even nicer with a high near 70. More reason not to cry. And right now in the Twin Cities, it's partly cloudy, 55 degrees at the talk station, AM 1500, KSTP.